Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. One of the signature aspects of Port Hope is its architecture. It is used by movie studios to create a 19th century backdrop. Some of the homes are iconic examples of various styles of architecture from the past. People from all over come to see the outside and inside of these gorgeous buildings. More than 1,000 people attend annually. For the past 55 years, it was an annual tourism attraction and fundraiser. Well, that was until last year, during the height of the pandemic, when it was canceled. Over the past year, organizers have toiled away figuring out how they could do it in 2021. Bill Bickle, the co-chair of the Port Hope House Tour Committee, will share the group's plans for this popular event and how the work it does preserves local heritage architecture. I'm so pleased to have with me today Bill Bickle, the co-chair of the Port Hope House Tour Committee. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you very much.
The Port Hope House Tour is one of the premier events in the town. It has been around for something like 55 years, and there's about 1,000 people who attend the event. It is a huge tourism event and a fundraiser. But there is a big change this year. But before we get to the change, can you describe in some detail what happened in the past on a house tour?
Sure. The house tour has been around a long time, as you say, sort of 54, 55 years. So it's been since the mid-60s. And the formula was pretty well cast in stone. It was relatively simple. It was a lot of work to put it on. It took a lot of work and a lot of people. But the formula was relatively straightforward. It was a few houses and a lot of volunteers helping guide people through the homes and setting up and all that sort of stuff. And then there was, 1,000-plus guests. I think probably the most they've ever had in any one year was maybe somewhere near 1,500. But that actually got to be too big. Sort of too big for the town, got a little congested, but also a lot for a homeowner. Asking any homeowner to have 1,000 people come through their house in a day is a bit of an ask. My wife and I did it 2 years ago, and I think we enjoyed it so much that's why we got asked to co-chair the committee. But as I say, the house tour was relatively straightforward conceptually. You would drive around town. You were given a ticket with a map in it, and there would be 8 houses, and you'd go from house to house to house. Sometimes you'd meet the homeowner, sometimes you wouldn't. There would always be a team captain looking after maybe 5 to 6 or 7, depending on the size of and complexity of the home, to guide people through. So you'd walk in one door, you'd take off your shoes, maybe put on some booties, walk through, and a guide would be, volunteers would be standing there saying, this is an important architectural feature, or these are some important artworks, or this is how the room's decorated. Often people will ask what color's the paint color. So one of the things we've come to realize is that people come for a lot more than just the architecture. They also come for decorating. What's it like to live in an old house? What's it like to live in a small town? The artwork, the antiques. Guests have a variety of interests that they pursue. Some are just coming for a nice day out in a small town, etc. So that's kind of what the house tour has been in the past.
Can you give me some examples of the houses that have been part of the tour in the past, and tell us a bit about what makes them special?
Sure. Some of the most important houses, sometimes it sounds a little snobby to say most important houses, but some of them are, they're practically mansions, and some of them are close to 200 years old, so that, first and foremost, size and age is part of what makes them unique or special or to be cared for. We're just here as stewards, and we're looking after them while we have them for the next generation. So some of the big homes, the Bluestone at the corner of Dorset Street East and King Street North is one of the most important houses, one of the earliest houses in Port Hope, and also one of the earliest houses ever designated. St. Mark's Church has also been on the tour. So a non-house, sometimes we've had buildings on that aren't houses. They just add a little interest. But it's mostly been about homes, houses, sometimes apartments, sometimes barns. as I say, it's largely houses. The other important houses are the sort of big mansions on Dorset Street West that look out over the lake, many of which were built by the early founders of Port Hope, Colonel Williams, who's the statue in front of Port Hope Town Hall, a little bit controversial right now, but the Williamses were an important family in Port Hope, and they built some of those big houses for themselves and for their offspring. And so the Penwin Park, where the golf course is now, there's Penwin Park, Penwin Village, Penwin, which is now where the subdivision is, Penwin Homestead. Some of those are some of the earliest homes. And then there's Hillcrest, looking out over the lake on Dorset Street West, and Homewood and Trollta Cottage and the Cone. Those are all houses that have been on, but lots of little houses. Our house was on 2 years ago. It's a small farmer's cottage. And sometimes they've had some homes out in Hope Township as well, Ward 2. And I think some years there's maybe one or two houses in the country, and then some years they've had a theme of mostly houses in the country. So that's kind of the makeup of the tour. And the houses, as I say, they're not just old and architecturally significant. They're beautiful. They're not cookie cutter. They're not, you know, you don't drive down the street and go, I wonder which house is mine. They're very custom made. They're made out of materials that you would never get now. Like if you ever take an old house apart and you take it back to the studs, as we say, you'll see studs that are, you know, 2 inches by 4 inches. They're not sort of 1.5 by 3.5. And they're made out of wood that was probably original forest. And so the grain and the density of the wood is far beyond what you'd ever see. And so, and the craftsmanship, I mean, you can't overstate how fine some of it is. Now, they're, you know, in a smaller, less sophisticated, or home or owned by less sophisticated people, like, say, a farmer or a shopkeeper or something, the details may not be as important, not crown moldings and not great big high baseboards, but there'll still be some very interesting features in a house like that. Every old house has something about it that's kind of unique and different and fun.
Now that we've been clear about the picture of what it was like, let's talk now about what's going to happen going forward. Now, we know that the pandemic came along and changed everything. So how did this affect the house tour?
Sure. So my wife and I took over the house tour committee after we were on the house tour in 2019. So towards the end of 2019 and early in 2020, we were starting to think about, we were starting to ask people, you know, would you have your house on? And we were starting to get to know the volunteers, and our committee was getting formed and or reformed. We had some new members and some previous members. And in around March, when it became clear that the pandemic was going to be hitting pretty hard, and fairly quickly thereafter, it became clear that we wouldn't be able to have a normal traditional house tour in 2020. And so in around probably May, we made the decision to not have a house tour at all. There was some talk about could we do a virtual house tour, and we just thought we couldn't turn on a dime quite that. We couldn't turn the ship on a dime. So we decided no tour, and pretty much organizations of our type were canceling events across the country, across the globe. And, you know, some people might say, well, you could have done something, and, you know, we didn't. I still think we made a good call, and we started working. We had started thinking that we might do things a little differently anyway, more from a marketing perspective than from sort of a tour perspective. So how would we market it and promote it in social media, and the ticket might have been a little bit more online, and instead of buying tickets in stores, we might have done that and sell them online, and we might have had a bit more merchandise. So we had some plans for 2020 that it was going to shift up, but we just put all that on hold and started rethinking it. But then we didn't sort of say, oh, well, we'll take a year off. We started thinking, okay, what could this look like in 2021? And so some of the houses that were going to be on our traditional 2020 tour, we went back to them, we went back to all of them and said, would you have your house on a virtual house tour in 2021. Well, actually, I think we started talking about would you have your house on in 2021, and it became clear sort of February, March this year, there was no way we were could be sure that we'd be able to have a traditional house tour in October. First of all, would Port Hope want 1,000-plus people coming in from out of town? Because you'll remember back in February, we didn't want people coming from out of town, and now we're back to sort of wanting tourists again. But, you know, when we were in the decision-making process, it wasn't clear that it was going to be palatable to have that many tourists or people from, and, you know, let's say clearly a lot from the West. So we decided that we would have this virtual tour because a lot of our, not only did Port Hope and Port Hope residents maybe not want a lot of outsiders in town carrying the virus, but there were a lot of homeowners that were no way were they going to have 1,000 people, and a lot of volunteers weren't going to want to be in a house, and you couldn't have, you know, 50 people walking through a house back to back to back to back with masks, and it just wouldn't work for a lot of reasons, most of them logistically. So we decided to go with a full virtual house tour. And then that decision, in some respects, sounds a lot easier than it really sounds, partially because the real estate business shows houses off all the time. Lots of old houses can be seen by people just by going into MLS or real estate agents. And so there's, you know, people who like old houses can see lots of old houses, and we realized we were going to have to do something more than that. But it's also complicated by the idea that just, you know, which houses are interesting and will they be interesting on video and how do you capture all that and so on and so on. So it was, and what do you do with your 100-plus volunteers? What do they do now and how do you use them? Because they're really keen to work on this. It's quite a different product, and it's a different way of delivering it, and it's a different way of promoting it, and it's a different way of making it. You know, you don't go to the house and say, would you like to be on the house tour? Will we turn people left here? Will we send them upstairs here? Will we need a volunteer at the top of the stairs? What's your important artwork? What paint color is this? Where are your antiques from? It's some of the same questions, but you've got to capture all that on film. So I think I've sort of wandered away from your question there a little bit, but the sort of the back to how did we make this decision? It was, we can't do what we've always done, especially when we're trying to figure this out in sort of January, February. We're going to have to do something different, and so we've come up with something different. And in addition to the virtual house tour, we're also doing three walking tours, which I can describe in a moment if you like.
Hey, can you explain to me how is this going to work? If I'm somebody that's listening to this and I think, oh my gosh, I'd like to do that virtual house tour, tell me what I would expect.
Sure. Well, as I say, we've got walking tours, but I'll come back to those. The virtual house tour, though, is sort of the signature event. And there'll be 10 buildings, so it's sort of 8 houses, like it's kind of always been. We'll also have a business that has been an old house added on to put a modern-day business in. So it's kind of an interesting, you know, it's an old house, but it's more than an old house. And it's not a family living in it like the others. And then we have one building that we can't name yet, but we hope will be on, again, a historic building. So there'll be 8 houses. Two of them are what I would say large, interesting, dynamic houses that are really, you know, someone's going to go, wow, I really want to see that house. Other houses on the tour, they'll go, well, that looks like an interesting house, but I would never have sort of stopped and said to the owner, can I go in and have a look? But once they get in, it'll be interesting. But so what might someone expect? Well, first of all, you'll have to buy your ticket online, and then you'll be acknowledged that you've got your ticket, and you pay $30 for the ticket. And then you'll be told that you'll get a login on October 2nd, which is house tour day. So traditionally, house tour day was one day, except on the 50th anniversary when it was 2 days. But we're going to have the site open for 10 days. And so people don't have to look at all 10 buildings on Saturday, October the 2nd. So they'll have a login. In theory, they could share that link over the course of the 10 days and someone else could come in. We hope that people will respect the purpose for this, that they won't share widely with their friends for nothing. And if 6 people want to get together to watch it together, we hope that all 6 will buy a ticket and not think, oh, good, 6 of us can go for $30. You know, you should pay your $180. if you were going on the traditional house tour, the six people would have spent the $180. Again, they won't be able to see the house tour before October 2nd, and they won't be able to see it after October 12th, but there is that little window where, you know, we will be a little bit susceptible to the honor system, which is fine. We're not worrying about that. And so you'll get the link, and from October 2 through to October 12th, you could look at the houses. You could go back in and look at them again if you want, or you could call up your friends and say, you should get this. This is really awesome. And you're going to see a lot more here than you would see on a real estate video. This is interviews with the homeowners, what's it like to live in an old house. Show us your antiques. Show us your artwork. Tell us about some of the fun things that you've had to do. Did someone interesting live here before? All that kind of. So it's a lot more than architecture. It's all of the features of the home, but also how people live in them and who lives in them. So it's a lot more about story. You wouldn't get that on a real estate video. So it sounds like I'm sort of competing with the real estate videos, but in a sense we are. You know, to your question, why would I want to? Because you're gonna see a home, not just an old house.
We've already talked a little bit about the walking tours, which is, I think, is a bit different. Can you explain how it's different and what it involves?
Sure. We have had walking tours in Port Hope before. The Heritage District has had a walking tour, and ACO has had some walking tours that they've published over the course of probably the last 20 or 25 years. But this time we're going to formalize them a little bit more, and we're making them a part of the house tour. And they'll be available, hopefully, from sort of August 21st through to October 24th. That's our goal. And so someone can, and they'll be offered in two versions, either a guided version, so someone walks a group of people around the across the walking tour, and I'll tell you which areas they're going to cover. And then there'll also be an app version, so some people can do it self-guided. So initially, regardless of the version, there are going to be three tours this year. So there'll be a downtown Heritage District one. It includes a little bit more than the Heritage District. So it walks up, you know, down Walton Street and across Mill Street and back up Ontario. I think I'm not designing those tours. It's probably an hour and a half plus, and it's jam-packed with information and stories about the buildings and, you know, what's going on those streets and so on. And the second tour is Pine Street, so that's from Dr. Hawkins School, which is now the Pines. For the very old listeners, that would be the old high school. It was the old high school till the early 60s, and then it was Dr. Hawkins School till probably the 90s, and now it's Pine. So that's up at Bruton or Bedford, Bedford, I think, and walk all the way down past Central School, St. John's Church, the Catholic Church, and then down through to Dorset Street. And then the third tour is Dorset Street West, so it's up and down both sides of Dorset Street. So a person can go onto our website. They're not quite available yet, but they'll be able to go in and purchase one of those tours. The Heritage District tour will be $15, the other two are $10 each. And they can say, I want to take this tour on Saturday, August the 28th at 10 o'clock. And they'll show up, they'll be given a code, they'll be able to show up, and a volunteer will be there to guide them on the tour, and so on. So the walking tours are not brand new, but they're kind of new as a part of the house tour. And part of our work on the walking tours is we'll also be pointing out the houses that will be on the virtual house tour. So as we walk by, Rose Cottage on Pine Street, we'll be able to say, and that house is on the house tour if you buy a ticket. So in a sense, it's a way for us to sort of cross-promote walking tours and the virtual house tour.
What do people need to know, or how can they sign up and participate?
At the moment, they can't buy tickets because we haven't got that far in our process. We hope at the beginning of August, so another couple of weeks, we'll have tickets available for the walking tours or the house tour. And they can go to www.porthopehousetour.com. And that's where everything will be available. So whether they want to buy one, two, or three of the walking tours or the virtual house tour or all of them, that's where they'll be able to purchase.
Bill Bickle, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
That was Bill Bickle, the co-chair of the Port Hope House Tour Committee. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. If you would like to listen or share this or any radio station's website, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.